This is another thing about being a Western suburbs kid, probably compared to other parts of Sydney. There were no clubs, there were no places to... It was really basically beats. There was no, there were no drinking. I don't know whether you've discovered this with other people you interview, but it's just non-existent. And in fact, that whole world didn't really come to me until probably about this time. I just didn't know that existed. I didn't know that you could go to a bar and meet somebody, or indeed, you know, later on steam bars. I'm not sure when they first appeared, but. But just the business about, say, the Rex and King's Cross, it just never occurred to me that these things existed. The other thing was, of course, I wasn't a drinker. I didn't really drink. It was pretty, I wasn't. So basically, it was beats where I met people.
So how did you first come across a beat? How did you first hear about or know about a beat?
Well,
who told you about beats?
I don't know. It may just be, you know, scribbles on the wall. Who knows what caused that? I really don't know. I mean, the way, of course, because it's a... this is because where guys go, you know, part of this homosexual society is distinct from, or homosocial situation that we have that makes that possible, but that's true in many cultures. So I don't know what it was, but I think the first guy I ever met in a beat was in, it was after I started work. It was probably, I started working, as I said, in 66. It was probably that next year or 68. It was pretty disastrous, I must say. It was just a horrible experience. I thought that wasn't very good. But afterwards, I did meet people, and it was, you know, who were quite reasonable. So that was.
Did you ever go back to somebody's house and have sex, or was that actually out?
That was very rare. That was very rare. But of course, later on, I did, and all several of the relationships I had were as a result of meeting at beats. There's no doubt about that. And of course, in terms of some very good friendships that have remained, sometimes there was no sex; it just became a friendship. But certainly in terms of meeting partners, that was very important.